Okay, I got
working.
the
You got the noise? Lovely. Hi, podcasters, both on UOI and Spotify, because now we're on Spotify. It's so cool.
and
It's
hopefully we'll be on Apple Podcasts as well soon.
hopefully, yes. Took
Hopefully.
me 2 hours to figure it out, but I did it, and now we're on two platforms. It's very exciting. But welcome to election year. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Matt.
And
But you sound
we
really uncertain.
I don't think I've changed names recently, but you know, maybe I'll go to vote, and it turns out my ID is somehow out of date because I changed my name in my sleep.
I just
You
love
never
how
know.
we're getting so good at the little intro because we have to be good at the intro because we don't have a jingle yet. Maybe one day we'll get a jingle. I'd love a jingle, but then any jingle we get might just be copying Americast, and I don't want to copy Americast.
Yeah, because when I was thinking about it, I was like, I want the cool, like, sounds overlapping and then a little bit of music. And I was like, that's Americast.
Yeah,
It's
well,
literally
at least
like,
you can
maybe like
newscast
America.
Americast.
But I love the new. Has anyone been listening to Electioncast? Because
No.
Electioncast has been great because their little intro is starts with like they're calling it the Jenny Lek, and I'm like, yeah, we are, because it is the Jenny Lek. It's exciting.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But
I
we
like that.
can't talk about the UK Jenny Lek just yet. As we are filming this, to preface this, yeah, as we're filming this, it is election day eve.
Eve? Election Eve?
It's the day before election
Can
day.
we name this episode that?
Yeah,
Election
election day eve. It's election day eve. Tomorrow, the UK goes to the polls all across. I was about to say all across the UK, but it's sort of self-explanatory.
Oh,
The
yeah.
UK goes to the polls all across the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, July
A
4th, tomorrow, the country votes. Well, our country specifically. That's why we're excited. So,
little
yeah, by tomorrow or like Friday morning, we'll have a new prime minister and a new, well, maybe not. That was not very impartial of me. We will have a
The
prime
polls
minister.
suggest we will have a prime minister, and they might be new.
They might
Either
be
way,
new.
we're
And
going to
the
have a new
opposition
parliament
might
and a
be
new
new.
government, aren't we?
It's all very exciting. But we can't talk about it yet because two other countries had like big election drama this week, and we should talk about that first. So, let's jump across to the channel, across the channel to France,
Nice.
Anna,
Yeah,
our
so
French
France.
correspondent.
We had the first round of the French legislative, we can't say legislative elections. Guys, I had to take a 45-minute train to Ashford International to vote for this. And it was in an abandoned Eurostar terminal because it's Ashford International because they used to have Eurostars, but now they should take off the international because they don't run there anymore. So it's just
Oh.
Ashford. It's not international anymore. But yeah, it was a very long train and I was there for 2 minutes and I was like, oh. But yeah, it was great. They were like, bonjour, and I was like, bonjour. It's great. Anyway, so I had a very fun time voting. It was very easy. But yeah, so the currently, maybe some may say unfortunately, the right wing, group is winning. But of course, it's legislative election, so it's not like just one group wins. But France has like a two round system. So essentially the top two out of any like seat go to a runoff election, which is the second one, which is happening on this Sunday, and then they will whoever wins that wins. Unless they got a majority in the first round, which a few seats did. But looking at the map of France, which I actually don't have in front of me, I'm just doing this from memory, which maybe isn't the best idea, but here we are. It was a lot of rural areas, especially outside of the big cities, voting for the, Rassemblement National, which are the French right-wing group who, usually in presidential elections, are led even by Marine Le Pen. So if you know them, quite, I would say, populist. I think it's quite fair to say that. The group coming in second is like, it's a left-wing coalition, so it takes into account a lot of different groups. And they sound strange because they're like, who like the, what is it? I'm forgetting the name, but it's like the Front Populaire, which sounds like the populist front. It does not what it means. It means the working class front. But yeah, so they're coming second, and then I believe you have Macron's party coming in third. But yeah, so exciting. Currently looking like it's going to be a right-wing win, which is following the trend across Europe, but essentially the left-wing coalition, the NFP, so the ones coming in second, have said that if there's, it's called like a triangle, I think in French, which is when you have people who all got into the second round of voting. I can't remember how this is set out. It's like if you get a certain amount percent, you go into the second round. So instead of having two people, they have three people. So the left-wing coalition have said that if their person is coming in third, they're taking their candidate out of the race to give the other candidate, which is usually like Macron's party, the
I was
president,
about to say this.
a better
That's
chance
the
of winning.
first thing that I found when I looked
Yeah,
up.
it's really recent. That's why they said that like yesterday, I
Like,
think, which is.
yeah. So this site from this website, Al Jazeera, says, oh, what's the number? 100? Like hundreds of people are exiting the election. This other one, 210 candidates quit to block the far
I
right.
mean, when
That's
you look at
so
a map of France,
interesting.
you'll understand how many 210 is because there's a lot of constituencies. But yeah, they're just really, really worried about the right wing winning, essentially. And like, even if the left wing have their disagreement with Macron's party, they are far more concerned about the right wing than they are about Macron.
Is that true of the voters as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I think if you're voting for like either the left wing coalition or Macron, chances are you're concerned about the right. And there's been a lot of
Okay.
protests against them in cities. I mean, French people are, they do just love to protest, which is fair enough. I would be protesting too, but I'm in the UK. But yeah, so I think it's voters as well are incredibly concerned about the legislative going right. It's quite scary. They're quite populist. It's very based on anti-immigration and that sort of rhetoric that has sort of been throughout Europe recently. I think that's the
Well,
best
like,
summary I can give quickly.
well, another website was saying, if the far right did get in, it'd be the first far right government since World War II, which anything related to World War II feels uncomfortable and outdated and weird, but also like just maybe not.
Yeah.
Let's not go to
Like,
the far
to be
right.
fair, in that time, France has had a new constitution. And then there's people calling for another new constitution, but honestly, I don't think they're gonna do it yet. But yeah, so they had like De Gaulle and all of that, like right after World War II. But no one like they've had their fair share of right wing governments, but not this far right. Like they've had more like centre right and things governments. But this one's a hence right wing, and essentially if the right wing wins it and gets a like parliamentary majority, it'll enter a period of cohabitation, which is when a president has to work with a party who's like very opposed to them, which Macron is the right wing. Yeah.
I have a question. Didn't the Prime Minister lose their seat or something?
Oh, I haven't seen that video.
Let me look it up.
The
I
Prime
could be
Minister is an
wrong.
interesting man.
Okay, my
Way.
context for this is very unique. Basically, Twitter were getting excited because the Prime Minister of France, who's different from the president, they've got like a two system thing there. But the Prime Minister, Gabriel Attal, has a Be Real,
Yeah, he's
and on Monday the Be Real was like at 8 a.m. and he just posted this like photo of him in some meeting just looking really sad, and all of Twitter was like, yeah, Be Real is making this guy confront the sadness of his loss.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the context behind it
I'm
was,
sorry, I
but
do think that's a little bit funny, and it also reminded me that I need to do my burial, but he is let's just say that he's a character. He has his opinions, not all of which I agree with. Let's put it that way.
the youngest person currently serving as the head of government
Yeah.
in the world?
He's super
And
young.
And
And he's
the
also
first
gay.
openly gay person to serve as the head of the government in the G7.
Let's just say
Cool.
it this way, in my unbiased opinion, he you would think that that would make him more slay than he is.
He's
You
not
know?
particularly slave.
No, he said some things, I feel.
Yeah, okay, so
That
his
I won't get into.
party, wait, well, Macron's party, they're the same party, Ensemble Alliance. They only got 20% of the vote in third place, right, left wing and right wing. I guess that's what the context was then, him being sad. It's just that third place isn't great when you're governing the country.
No, it's not. But then, yeah. Like they didn't, I
But
don't
then
think they're polling for majority.
I also just have to say, I don't know, I feel like this isn't necessarily a comment on their governance, is it? I mean, maybe it is, but to go far right and far left as the other top two, surely that's a bigger commentary on just like social change rather than Macron and Gabriel specifically.
I think it is a comment on them, but it's also like
What
the
did they
situation
do? Well,
because
that
there's
would
been a
take a
lot
very
of
long
protests.
conversation.
The big protests have been over the French retirement age. That was last year. Then we had like down those farmers protests. Also people just I would say they just don't love Macron in a way. And then there's been a lot of things. Yeah, there's been a lot to happen. There's also issues with like Israel Gaza. That's been a big one to come out of this as well, and how France
See.
is putting it nicely dealt with it, given its own position on several things, has been interesting. Let's say it like that. So, like Macron and the Gabriel Attal putting it nicely are quite pro-Israel. So that has come at odds with many young voters who are way more likely, like 18 to 24, I think it was 48% voted for the left wing coalition. So they're not actually very far left, to be honest, because it's such a broad coalition and it covers like the Green Party, the Socialists. It doesn't include the Communists because I don't think they tend to get into coalitions. Who, by the way, when they were running for president, the guy who ran for president did go to school with my mom. He was in her class. Woo woo, big up Fabien Rousseau. I
That's
think my
very
grandma
cool.
voted for him just because she was like, oh, Fabien, what a lovely boy.
Lovely boy.
yeah.
Oh,
She remembers him as a
okay.
baby. But yeah, so it's split young voters a lot. And then you have just general issues of like immigration that have always happened and like climate change as well. And how that's being dealt with. All of these same issues that are facing many countries. But yeah, I think that's everything
Lovely.
really on France until the
Any
result
other
of the
questions,
day.
Matt?
Matt? We might have lost Matt.
Oh, he's there.
I think that's everything from me. I don't think I've got any big questions. Can you hear me?
Oh, now we
Yeah.
can.
You sounds a little weird for me, but as long as it's okay for Caitlin, we're all good.
I mean, I can. It sounds a little weird for me too, but that's okay.
If you're
We'll
listening
make
to
it
this, we love
through.
Zoom.
I also have news. Literally 2 minutes ago,
Yeah?
election year is on Apple Podcasts.
How did you do that?
Apple Podcasts. So I just had to put like the RSS feed into the Apple Podcast program, and they took like an hour to load it. I thought it would take a few days, to be honest. They were like, well, we'll have to check it and process it. Only the first episode's on there, because I think they probably check them all in order before they
Yeah,
publish. But like, look,
that is so
we're Apple Podcasts.
funny.
Oh,
Amazing, you
perfect.
guys. You're getting this live. What else could people want? Us live
Yeah, this is
reacting to it.
live reaction. So you can listen to us on ULI, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Go follow us everywhere. Also follow our Instagram, election underscore year 2024. And now back to the election
Should
conversation.
we move on from France? Just because I'm very wary of the time.
Yes, we have a little alarm set. So quick, We're going to fly quickly over the Atlantic Ocean to America.
Oh God.
Perfect.
Reaction to that.
So I
Oh
would say
God.
in recent days there's been, I couldn't bring myself to watch the whole debate, but
I
there's been,
haven't had time to watch the debate because
I watched the golf bit
I want to.
and I went, wow, I can't watch this.
Yeah,
Was
apparently
difficult.
Donald
It was difficult
Trump,
to watch.
apparently they talked for like 6 minutes about golf, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, which is a choice.
I don't think it was 6 minutes, but it was a while.
I read it was
Oh, okay.
six
I trust you. I was
minutes. I don't know.
watching golf talk for a
I
while.
wish I was wrong, to be honest.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, so anyway, Trump and Biden had a debate, the first debate. There were a lot of rules to it. They were in this massive stadium, but they didn't have an audience, apparently.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because it was
And
really
then
quiet.
Trump's only request was that they stand for the 90 minutes and Biden has and they both have to walk out onto stage, which I think he just wanted to show that Biden can't walk. I don't know. And then Biden's request was mute the mics when your opponent's talking. And I don't know what his other request was. But
I think
yeah, I was like,
not having the audience, I think, was part of the request,
maybe
I
it was
think.
part of the, yeah, not having an
Or it's like the
audience, which is an odd
shouting.
choice as well. Yeah,
But I
and
think it's
like,
because Trump supporters tend to, shout.
yeah. So like
And
muting the mics is not effective. All the Trump supporters just start yelling.
also Biden, when he's been speaking recently, there's been a lot of protests against him, not from a Trump side, from
Well,
a
actually, I was just about to say, I imagine having a crowd yelling at you makes it difficult to hear as well when you're old. So, but this is the topic of debate this week because the debate happened and then the media went crazy with commentary on the debate, and apparently it was a very bad performance from Joe Biden.
Yes. There's also been, I've seen about three different articles from, or like two or three from different news sources. I know one from the New York Times, one from The Economist, being like, who could replace Biden? And I'm
Yeah.
like, oh,
And
like,
I initially I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then it keeps happening, like every day there's more and more. And then there's been like, oh, well, Obama met with him to convince him of this and da 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 and da da da. And Biden did his little speech the other day that was like, I he was something like, I will not step down, but the phrasing was very interesting. Like he was picking his words carefully. And then literally an hour ago or something, I saw that they are hiring people to increase VP Kamala Harris's presence online. Because
which,
yeah.
interesting.
She's doing a decent job. That was a very interesting.
Matt?
Interesting what?
He's left on like cliffhanger because I think his Wi-Fi just went.
I was like, we're an audio podcast. Please keep
Reasons she's
talking.
gonna have.
Oh.
Oh,
The video. How's it coming out? Is this, are we here?
Oh, you're back now. You're live.
Hey, Matt.
Okay, hi. So yeah, there was like a whole Kamala Harris video of her talking about, like,
Talking about what?
I like that he keeps introducing it and never manages to
Do you think
get
you
to
just fell out of a
the
coconut tree?
point? Oh, yeah, the coconut thing.
What's the coconut thing?
Yeah.
I don't see this actually regards to her, but I did see it in regards to the UK elections. But essentially,
The aid of
okay, yeah,
coconut?
so it's
What's
a
the deal?
meme about coconut trees. I'm just looking at it now.
Oh.
But yes. So this isn't useful. Sorry, I'm just reading through, garbage. But yeah, so a lot of people, looking for Kamala Harris to take over in a way. Mostly because, of course, if anything happened to Biden in between now and January. Guys, when's the inauguration? Ninth?
January 25th, I think, somewhere like that.
January 25th. I
Yeah,
suppose like
thereabouts.
mid to end of January. Whenever the inauguration happens, she would become president.
Yeah.
So yes, so she's sort of the person that people see as like taking over because she literally would. And then there's been a coconut tree thing. And I don't quite understand. Okay, so I think someone tweeted saying, for those who think it shouldn't be Kamala Harris, you know, a new candidate can't just fall out of a coconut tree, right? They have to exist in the context of all in which they live and what came before them. And that's the tweet.
Oh,
And
that's the tweet.
I don't, it's a lot to say on Twitter, I feel, in a way that I'm
Yeah.
like, could you
Yeah.
explain a little bit
It's
more?
well, it's based on a quote that she said.
Oh. Wait, Matt, if you're here, can you explain a little bit more? Because I'm slightly confused. Nope, okay. Thank you, Matt. It's gone.
Well,
It's gone.
we it's gone. Yeah, basically, the idea is that Kamala would sort of be the first choice if you are going to replace Biden. Some people were like, oh, go for this guy, go for what's his name, Gareth
Yeah, there's a
Newsom.
lot of governors that are getting put up to it, but that's mostly because like
But
it's
actually,
career trajectory, to be honest.
a governor stepping
Governor.
in is not a useful choice, I don't think. I think
No, I
you
don't think
on
they
a
have
high
the
profile,
visibility.
no, you it's there's no way to make, unless maybe Gavin Newsom, there we go. Gavin Newsom from California. He's like the only one that's a little bit well known. But largely you need someone really well known. We only have 6 months left. And
Yeah.
if anyone is going to replace Biden, which I don't know if they should or not, but if anyone is, it's going to be Kamala Harris. And you can't not pick Kamala because you lose the women's vote and the black vote. Like, you lose all the
And
votes.
also, I don't think there's anyone from my like perception who's well known enough to take over. Like any governor, okay, if they were at the start of this primary race, you know, a year and a bit ago, a year ago, yeah, a year ago, and they started campaigning when primaries start campaigning. Yeah, could they have got the visibility? Yeah, sure. That's kind of where anyone starts, right? In the US, mostly.
Yeah.
Right now, like what we've got like 4 months. I can't do basic maths before the election. Yeah, 4 months. Almost exactly, actually. No, 5 months. It's in November. It's not that far
5 months.
away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
On the basic maths.
we'll yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting choice. We'll see if they actually go through with replacing him. My gut instinct is either they will and they'll announce it really quickly this week, or the media fuss will die down and Biden will bounce back and what happens will happen.
Yeah.
But I do think the notion of the media saying that he should be replaced, it's one of those moments where the media narrative happens before the public narrative, which I don't
Yeah.
think is necessarily a good thing. So the media is saying he should be replaced, he should be replaced. And now the public is like, well, if they don't replace him, I'm not voting for him. And that's not a good dichotomy to have. Like, it should
No.
have been, a panic like that should have followed the public panicking. But most
To
of
be
the
fair,
public weren't even awake when the media started panicking about Joe Biden. So
I think, well,
I'm a little hesitant on
I think a lot of
that.
people watching the debate were like, oh, good God. But I don't know if they were quite like, we need to replace him
Because like a
necessarily.
debate doesn't necessarily indicate leadership. I just feel like if anyone was on the fence about going voting for Biden, they're totally off the fence now. They're just not going to vote.
Yeah,
But that's
which is.
not because of the debate. That's because of the media response. I
You
don't think
think?
we can blame the debate for pushing people off the fence. Because most
It
people
was
aren't
bad.
going to watch the debates, and they're not. I think a lot of people who don't care enough but will vote for Biden in the case of like an entire country melting down I think most
Yeah.
people won't watch the debates, but will just vote on the day because they're like, we need to not have Trump. But
Yeah.
now, unless you avoid the media as well, you might not vote at all, I think, is the problem. Like, a lot of
Maybe.
people, I don't think debates are necessarily as widely watched as people think.
No, I think they
But
are.
the media is very widely watched.
But I don't think
Well, not in the
necessarily
UK. I don't
debates are
think
widely
many people
watched,
watch
but
the
I
debate.
think they're circulated so much on social media
Yeah.
that that makes a big difference in that. Like, I saw this, like, the golf video, and I've seen so many, like, clips and things of it rather than actually watching the
Yeah.
whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't
That
look good,
makes it.
really. It's the kind
No.
of thing which people will see that and then they might start doubting.
Yeah.
But then they
Also, like,
also like.
Biden, I'm not gonna lie, he did not do well. He
But
was.
then a lot of the bits I've heard were like taken out of context. Like apparently this whole section where he responds to some comment on abortion, but the bit that's been snipped for social media isn't his full response. It's just the response where he was bad, but then he actually does jump back in to talk about the policy afterwards. And like that's problematic as well, but that's social media. Like what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You just have to not mess up in the debate so they have nothing to put on social media. I don't know. I think voter turnout is the biggest concern for this election and the UK election. And
Yeah.
yeah, I'd rather the media not encourage people to not vote. But hopefully,
Yeah,
if they
me too.
do.
Like, that's what I'm worried about is with all of this, like, who are we going to replace them with? They're like, if they don't replace them, it just makes people not vote.
Yeah, this is the thing. I
And also,
think.
if they do replace him, it's going to be a hellish 5 months for whoever's working, because that is a lot of work to do in 5 months.
But Kamala's already on the ticket, at least. So
That's true.
I think a Kamala, I'd be quite excited about a Kamala ballot. I'd be sad for Biden, but I think it's fresh and it's exciting and
I
it's
wouldn't.
sort of one people have been wanting. Like it's not something
I.
new, but
Yeah.
it's what
I wouldn't
elections are
be
meant to
incredibly
be.
sad for him just because I think he chose to run for a second term, knowing how he looked in the public eye and knowing
But
that.
also, he like enrolled to run a good like year ago now as well. And I'm wondering if maybe he has like if he has an illness or if his condition is just generally worsening quite quickly or quicker than he anticipated.
Yeah.
And like I just it does feel like one of those things where maybe he got too deep suddenly and then
Yeah.
And now maybe there are private conversations as well. Like, can he do this? Maybe there's even a chance that the White House itself leaked the whole let's panic and replace him thing to soft launch the idea of replacing him. Like,
I
this happens a
think,
lot in
no,
American
that's the thing. Yeah,
politics.
maybe.
But I think if they're doing this, I think it must be from some sort of leak. Because also, why else would the media have grabbed onto it so hard?
Yeah,
Especially when
that's
it's
the
not like
thing.
an
It wasn't
opinion
like one
article, it's
person
just
ran with
article.
it. It's not like one person had that opinion
Yeah.
and then like a week later
It
everyone was
wasn't
like,
a little
actually,
like
yeah.
teacher being like, I think
It
that
was like
Biden should be
everyone.
replaced, which has been happening for ages now, let's face it, you know?
But it was a very like sudden influx. So there is a potential that like somebody at the White House leaked it saying this is what we're going to do. Let's soft launch it over like the next 3 weeks so that when we do replace him, it's not as out of the blue.
Yeah.
It's curious. I mean, we're just speculating now, but it is interesting. And American politics is a bit like that. But we need to jump back across the pond because we don't have time. And
Yeah.
there's an election tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a long
Yeah.
time for the US election, really. We can do many more of these episodes on the US.
I'm currently watching
Exactly.
BBC News as we record this, and they're jumping like all around the UK to like different political correspondents,
That's so
and it's
fun.
like. It's getting to like the build-up part of the evening where it's
What?
like you, the end of the movie where it's all like, okay, I don't know. It's just getting quick. I see
Yeah.
now she's in,
So,
where is she? Ireland.
what do we
Anyway.
have left? We have until polls open. They open at 7 a.m. tomorrow. So
7 a.m. tomorrow.
we got 10 hours and 14 minutes currently.
If you are
Exciting.
listening to this, I sort of doubt anyone's going to listen to this tonight. But if you are listening as soon as we publish this, The
Please go
road.
vote. And if you're
Please
listening to
vote.
this on election day, and you haven't gone and voted, take yourself on a little walk to your voting poll. It's good for your mental health and it's good for democracy. So go on a nice walk, which happens to take you past wherever you're voting, and go vote. I've seen a lot of people online saying that they don't want to vote because they don't like any party. That's fine. However, if you don't want to vote, please go and spoil your ballot instead, because then it still counts towards turnout. Thank you.
Yeah, that's quite
The
important.
spoiled ballot is actually better because it shows that you're unhappy rather than just not going.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of people saying they won't vote because Labour's just going to win. And I'm like, isn't that the exact same attitude that got the UK to introduce Brexit?
It is indeed. It is indeed, isn't it?
I wouldn't just say that, to be fair. I mean, yeah, there was some complacency, but
There was more to
yeah.
it.
Well, it was quite a complex, yeah, complex issue in terms of like lots of voters. But
I
yeah. I don't.
also, sorry, keep going.
That's fine. It's fine if you've got something, I'm happy to
Well, I'm
pass
just
over.
looking for it now, but oh, I don't know where it is. Basically, there's a ton of different websites you can look up as well that'll like tell you who to vote for if you just don't particularly mind too much. Like if you only care about the Tories not getting into power or the Labour not getting into power, you can find websites that tell you who to vote for in your area to like make that happen. So the one I looked at was, oh, let me get the name right. I think it was Tactical Vote.
Oh
And
yeah,
then
there's
there's ones that like if you
tactical
have
voting.
tactical voting, yeah.
I
Oh,
think
and there's one
simple
called
politics.
Stop the Tories,
Yeah,
I
simple
think.
politics or similar have also set one up that you can just take a quiz and like pick the policy issues that matter most to you if you don't want a tactical vote. And they'll be like, this party matches most closely with what you think. And I think it gives you like a rundown or something. I haven't done it because I'm fairly, to be honest, I pretty much know who I'm voting for. So I'm not too stressed.
See, I'm not 100% sure. The people I'd sort of I need to do a little bit more research before tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I think I know who I
I'm
want
not
to vote for
ashamed to say that I
party-wise, but
am.
also I'm not 100% sure on like the local person, and I just want to make sure. But
I'm not ashamed to say that I am tactical voting. My seat is a Tory like stronghold. So I'm voting for the party that I believe will be the best to get them out, even if they're not necessarily my favorite
yeah,
party.
I
And
think
that
that's an
incentive,
attitude that a lot of people are doing.
the Lib Dems.
Can we talk very quickly about the last few days of politics and then jump into
Yeah.
like some final
Final polls.
well, final, I was going to say this, I've got some polling stuff and I've got some, I th thought we could maybe run through the manifestos one last time, or not like just the key points, like da 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 da, and then our final predictions maybe for tomorrow. But one second.
Oh, can we do number
So
predictions?
I
Maybe
mean, I don't know.
maybe with each other. I don't know if we can like
Maybe that
come
was
up with them
the
here.
saddest things I've ever said.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Like, we predict how many seats each party's. No, let's do it because this is what I did in A level politics during the last election, that we predicted the who we thought was going to have a majority and by how many seats. And then
Interesting.
whoever
Well, yeah,
wins could
let's
not
do that
actually.
in a second once we've looked at the
We can do
polling
that last.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
No, it can't
so
be from
the
politics.
first thing I want to say is Ed Davey did a lot of stuff this
Ed Davey's
week.
been busy. The bungee jump was big, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I
he jumped
love
off
the
a
bungee jump.
crane. He went surfing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today he was hula hooping.
It
Literally,
was
I don't
actually
know.
quite. Yeah.
On Monday, he went
It's
bungee
quite hard
jumping.
to
He went
keep
to an
track of.
exercise car class and he did something else. He did three things on Monday. And I was just like, this man does not stop.
Yeah, like I it's actually become really hard to keep track of how many activities he's doing just because there's so many.
And it's like
Did you say he
literally
went
every day.
surfing? Because he went surfing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was just listening earlier. Apparently, we missed this like a month ago, but when he was paddleboarding, apparently Sky News tried to interview him while he was on the paddleboard and they were in like a little kayak. It made me laugh so much when I watched it
Oh,
back today. And I was like, wow, how did we miss
that is
this? But like,
on
I so admire the commitment, Sky News.
Le Monde. There's a beautiful, like, it's like a letter, it's like an opinion article about the cheerful campaign of Ed Davey, and it's just him like on all of his different like activities. Oh, Matt's gone. Matt's back.
What?
Matt? Okay.
Okay. Maybe he doesn't seem to have a little mic there. Why does he not have a mic?
Yeah. It doesn't even
Okay.
say like
I don't know. Just fine.
Hey.
Oh,
I heard a
he's
bat noise.
back. Sorry, I just. Ed Davey left his final general election speech in a pink Cadillac.
You know
It's like
what? I
the
think this man.
He's just
Oh, he's gone
riding
again.
away in his pink
Sorry,
Cadillac.
Matt's gone again. I think for this man, this has been the best 6 weeks of his life. And
Yeah,
you know
he's just
what?
doing his bucket list.
Yeah, and you know what? I've never been like, I want to do like an Ed Davey vacation where I just do everything that he did over his campaign trail, like all the activities. Like, I want to go bungee jumping. We should take a election year Ed Davey trip and do all the activities.
Yeah. Well,
That
this is
sounds
the thing.
perfect.
'Cause like on Monday as well, when Ed Davey jumped off, did the bungee jump, what did he say when he fell? He
Oh, it's something
said,
about plunging into an election.
do something you've never done before, I
do
think.
something you've never done before, which is just really sweet. 'Cause like, yeah, okay, the implication is do something you've never done before and vote Lib Dems, but also it's also just a nice message in general.
Yeah, I also think like I think also we should just slightly applaud his bravery for some of the stuff that he's been doing. Because I know that I'm not like
I
he's
can't
really
imagine
been putting work.
I can't imagine anyone else jumping off a.
He's
It's
made
such
us
a good
incredibly
photo.
high profile in a very fun way. Then I'm just
Yeah.
kind of like,
Yeah.
I hope he's having a great time, well and truly.
Should we
Oh, he
discuss some of the
literally wrote
other
an article.
campaigns or?
Wait, I was about to
Oh,
read. I had found this opinion article and I was going to read it later. And then I'm looking at the opinion article and it's by Ed Davey. He wrote an opinion article today called Tactical Voting Can See Off the Tories. That's the message behind my paddle boarding and bungee jumping. Wow.
yeah,
Anyway,
the one in the Guardian.
yeah.
That's a fantastic photo that they've used.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good.
Wow.
Anyway,
Anyway,
I applaud whoever took that.
what did you say, Matt? What are we talking about next?
Just some of the other campaigns, I guess.
Yeah, go. I mean,
Yeah, I'm.
yeah. I mean,
they're not as
Keir
exciting
Starmer
as
said
the
that
issue.
he was open. Yeah, Keir Starmer said that he was open to having a chat with J.K. Rowling, which was a thing to say. Well and truly. So.
I heard
Best of
about
luck to him,
this.
I suppose. Yeah, so he said some things about women-only spaces, which I did see some great comments about, which really made me think that that people were like, what actually women-only spaces really exist? Only because like I went to an all-girls school and like I still have male teachers. Like you don't
Yeah.
really get women-only spaces really. So those were some choices of words.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it too much just because.
Well, also, yeah, no, it was a silly thing to talk about, really, this close to an election.
It
Like,
was almost.
it's not a particularly useful thing that is going to get you votes, and it's just going to turn people off. Like, young people won't.
Exactly.
There's some young people who will turn
No.
against Keir over that, but the
I
people,
follow
like the demographic of
many.
middle-aged women who might support that sort of policy, are against trans people or whatever the current train of thought is, Those people aren't gonna vote necessarily for Labour just because of that one point, I don't think either. I don't think it's a contentious enough issue for them. I don't know.
It's almost, I
It
like
just
it's
seems silly.
adding to a like very online, like almost sort of, I don't really know how to phrase this, but in like an impartial way, I guess, because this isn't a very impartial issue for me. But it's almost trying to frame, like it's adding to this almost like cultural thing of people being against trans people in a way that is not particularly helpful.
Yeah.
And also just sort of like almost pushes that it as an issue back into like the mainstream when it doesn't need to be, in my opinion. And that is not, if we're talking about trans policies, that is not the policies that we should really be focusing on.
Yeah,
We should be
so.
focusing on like issues in the NHS and issues in, you know, people having to access like, you know, gender affirming healthcare, which is ultimately can be like life saving for people. And why not
Yes.
focus on those issues instead of being like, oh, the toilets, the public toilets. Like, I'm so sorry, but apart from a few people who are, I believe, are chronically online, and see trans people as this insane issue, and are usually the Twitter, okay, to be fair, I'm not being impartial now, I'm just being mean, but they deserve it, in
Well,
my
I was going to
opinion.
say, actually, before you start going very very partial, let's say, we technically have 2 minutes left until my alarm, but we're clearly not going to get everything done in 2 minutes. So, 10 more minutes
Okay,
if
I'll stop
everyone's
talking
free
about
for
trans
10
people, but
minutes.
I think it's a bad thing to say.
Yeah, we can't
But
get caught up anymore because we have a lot of parties to talk about in 10 minutes and a lot of polling to think about and a lot of predictions to do. So, quick speed through.
yes. So let's move on to
Is
the
Matt still here?
conservatives.
Can Matt, can you hear
Matt.
us?
Okay, let's talk about the story.
Yeah,
Matt?
quickly.
We'll send him a text. Anyway, so
The
I'm
only
not
big thing that's
entirely
happened with the
sure what
Tories this
I
week
think
is
of
that Boris Johnson joined one of the campaign events last night. That was a big thing. People are like, is Boris being back a good or a bad thing? I don't know. I don't really think the Tories have done much else. They did. Okay, so everyone got a little bit of up in arms in the Tory party about Keir Starmer because Keir said that if he became Prime Minister, he would choose to take Friday nights off from 6 p.m. because his wife is Jewish, so he would be wanting to celebrate Shabbat with her every Friday night and
might have been a bad
spend time
thing.
with her family. Huh?
Might have been that's a bad thing to
No,
say, because like
it's a very healthy thing.
and it also doesn't mean that like it doesn't national emergency be like, sorry, having dinner with my wife. It just means
Yeah.
like
So that's the
literally
problem.
working. And also I think if someone said, oh, Sundays, I'll probably be having like part of the day off so I can go to church with my family,
Church, they'd be
everyone would be fine
fine.
with it.
Yes, this is sort of the
You
issue.
know?
So he was just saying, I want to take a few hours off to always be with my family for Shabbat. He was not saying anything about whether it was a national emergency he would come back. Obviously, he's going to come back if nuclear war
I think
starts or something.
common
But then
sense.
a lot of the attack ads this week were from the Tories being like, oh, Angela Rayner is just going to have to step in. And they made it out like it's a bad thing that Angela Rayner would be running the country, which is just
Yeah.
sexist, to be honest.
Yeah.
But even then,
And
and
what, like
then,
3 hours?
yeah.
You expect me to think Rishi Sunak hasn't taken a break for 3 hours a week for
Yeah,
something?
exactly.
She's also not that unpopular or that scary to a lot of the
I
typical
like her.
voters,
This is
you
not very
know.
impartial, but I've been watching a few videos with her, and she's just so like she seems really lovely. I don't know.
I think
But anyway, that's
she's
not the
quite
point. But she
interesting.
seems nice. Get good vibes. But
She's interesting. I don't think I've agreed with everything she said, but I also don't think, like, you know, she's got some interesting points.
yeah.
And also, like, she would not be bad. Like, she's a shadow chancellor. You know, why would she be? Also, is Sunak saying that the chancellor shouldn't be doing stuff for the country then? Because I remember during COVID,
Yeah.
he was
I
very
mean,
prominent when he was in
just
fact the
just
leader.
quickly, she's deputy PM, not well, deputy leader
Oh,
of the
sorry.
opposition, not chancellor, but yeah.
Oh yeah, Charles is Rachel Reeves, isn't it? I'm getting
All
everyone
right,
mixed
well,
up.
I don't know.
The
That's my last
long.
thing.
But the bigger thing I saw was the Tories' last sort of thing was an attack ad, which was like somebody waking up on a Friday and having like high taxes and their kid not being able to go to school and the electricity's been turned off
Oh, I saw this.
Angela Rayner's in 10 Downing Street. And it was like such a weird ad. Like you could see the threat of their attack, but also it's a little bit grasping at straws, to be honest.
I think
It's a
that
little bit grasping at straws, and it's just a little odd. Like, it felt like an apocalypse.
The school one's really interesting to me because like also a lot of people I think they've used that ad for like a little while now, or like I've just been online a lot this week. But that one, a lot of people have been replying, like, because they did one that about something that actually seemed quite good, and everyone's just like, oh, that sounds quite nice. But also the schools one comes from this like private school thing that's been going on throughout this campaign, about, I think it's putting VAT on private schools, I think. It's taxing private schools, which you may be for it, you may be against it. But the idea that your child won't go to school because suddenly your school is getting taxed, it's a
This is
point.
very
I'll
odd.
just put it that way.
Anything else to add, Nat, on the, I don't know, the campaigns in this last week? I know we haven't really talked about the Greens or Reform, but
Oh, Reform's
I
had a
don't
week.
know. Have they?
Reform has had a week, just really fast. There's a Channel 4 investigation into them.
For
They've had
what?
some people. Channel 4 did an investigation into them and found that they were, I think it was anti-Islamophobic. No, Islamophobic. They're not anti-Islamophobic. I believe racist and sexist. I believe. It may have been some other issues too, but I believe those were the main ones, or linked issues to do with that. I think Nigel Farage said that that is how people just talk. That he was like, it got taken out of context. It's how people talk, like, yada, yada, yada. It was to offensive language, yeah, used. And
I see, I
he,
see.
yeah. So he, it was over like this past weekend, essentially. There was many, many words used. So they said it was electoral interference. Channel 4 was like, no, it's investigative journalism. That's a different issue. They can fight that one out. And yeah, there's been many, 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 many things that he said in
Okay.
response.
Well, I
But
don't think we
mostly
have to be.
like electorate.
I think the bigger concern with reform isn't necessarily what he says or the investigations, but the fact that they are still polling quite well. They are predicted to pick up
Oh,
another
yeah.
seat, which isn't, it's interesting. It's a moment. Their polling results are like actually very high. They're up to like 22%, which is quite high. And Tories are about 20%,
They're
so
getting a lot of.
Yeah. Okay,
Oh
we
my
have
gosh,
5 minutes.
just
So
currently
we really,
on
really need
electoral.
to. Go, Anna.
I was going to go into polling. I was going to start talking
Oh,
about
good.
polling.
That's good. That's exactly what we need to talk about because we have 5 minutes and then I have to
Currently on
get this actually
electoral
online.
calculus. I'm not going to say this too happily, but currently on electoral calculus, Lib Dem is predicted to be the opposition. They're
Yeah, this is
predicted at
what I was going to
71
say.
seats.
This was what I was seeing a few days
Conservatives are
ago.
predicted 61. Sorry.
Yeah,
Oh
this was a
no.
big debate over the weekend.
Of course. Conservative, that's their like predicted seats. The high seats and low seats mean that Tories may do much, much better than that. And I would be quite surprised if they don't end up the opposition. Or like the official opposition is the biggest party in opposition. So not the government. But yeah,
Yeah,
so
no,
they.
this was a big debate for the last few days where it was like, okay, well, suddenly actually the Lib Dems have a shot of becoming the opposition and unseating the Tory party indefinitely. And it's not something to be taken lightly. Like, that could be a big thing. And
It's huge.
if you want to usurp the Tories, think about how, yeah, you can vote so that the Lib Dems get more seats. It's tricky because it's a tight race, but it's very, very interesting. Now, it depends on the website though, because you're on electoral calculus.
Yeah, and to be honest, like the Economist and the FT have been doing very, I think it was the FT. I was looking at the Economist this morning. Theirs is very different, but even in like my area, they're showing, the Lib Dems to be gaining incredibly on Tories. So I think even if the Lib Dems don't become the official opposition, they're gonna have incredible like growth of popular vote.
Yeah, well, this is the
And
thing.
I think that'll be.
YouGov is only predicting, YouGov is predicting Labour to get 430 seats, Tory to get 100, Lib Dems to get 72. But that was also, I don't know when they did that polling, is the thing. It doesn't say
Yeah,
the date of the
it's a
polling, which always makes me a bit
thing.
nervous. I'm assuming like YouGov is pretty up to date. And I did get a survey notification from them yesterday that I didn't manage to fill out in time. So it could have been that survey. But I did think that the Lib Dems were much, much closer than 30 seats away from opposition. I'm pretty sure they were a lot higher last I checked. So yeah, either people are
Yeah.
like turning off the Lib Dems in this last day, or, well, I mean, polling's polling. I don't know. It doesn't really indicate much, does it?
No.
Like it does, but it's like that's how
It
people
does.
might vote, and it's how people are
Yeah.
telling this survey that they're going to vote. They might not actually vote that way. What were you going to say, Matt? Matt?
Well,
Are
Matthew?
you
Matthew?
here?
Depends on how efficient the vote is.
How efficient the vote is.
How efficient? Can you
You
expand
can
on that?
loads of live going to win. We
I'm
can't
unsure
really hear you.
what he's trying to say. Okay.
Keep talking, Anna. I'm just going to text Matt
Okay.
and see if
Oh
I'm
no.
going to see if we can get Matt on the phone just before we end the
Yeah.
podcast for the week. Because it's an important
Yeah.
bit. But I
Okay,
don't know.
so
Is there any more polling we want to talk about? We have like a minute.
I'm trying to get the Economist one up, but they've got, their current chances are 97 in 100 Labour wins a majority of the seats, 2 in 100 Labour wins the largest minority seats, and less than 1 in 100 Conservatives win largest minority. And I think even less than that, but they're not saying that. It's just in the order of what it's in on the website. Less than 1 in 100 Conservatives win a majority of the seats. So that's sort of where we're at, less of like almost a range of what they could get, but it's looking like it still might be a Tory opposition at least. I think it'll be a lot of Lib Dem voters to vote Lib Dem, but they're definitely looking for a large gain from what they've got, which is 10 seats.
I mean,
They're looking
basically,
to get like
yeah, I've got Matt here now. Matt, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you guys.
Hey,
Okay,
Matt.
that's a bit better.
Yeah.
Sorry it took
Hi.
us so long to figure this out, but here we are. It's fine. It's fine. But the biggest point to be made of the polling, because it is just polling. It's interesting to see, but at this point, it doesn't mean a huge amount. It just depends on if people wake up tomorrow and vote and who they vote for. The biggest point to be made is that it is going to be a Labour government. I think that's pretty well assured. We'll see, but it'd be very insane if it didn't end up being a Labour government.
That would be intense. And I'm also like, who would it be then? Would it really be Tories?
That's
the
Can
thing.
you
It would
imagine
that
if
would
we
that would
end
be
up getting off?
tolling companies.
Say that again, Matt.
Well, if it was a pay-through government, that would be very damning on every single poll and every single polling company that participated in this election.
I think the thing to watch is how far the Tories drop, how high the Lib Dems rise, how high reform rises.
Scary
Because
one.
that's a scary long-term trend, I think. Or
They
not
might
scary,
be
but
the third biggest. I doubt they'll be second, but first, it could be them over Lib Dem, and that would be very, very interesting.
But I think that's it. Any final number polls? What's the number thing? We just guess how many seats?
Yeah, so you guess who's gonna win and by how many seats. But
Okay.
don't look at polls.
How many seats are there
Just
in
do
the
it from your
UK?
head. Oh my God, there's so
There are
many.
650, but
So,
80 are in Northern Ireland, where the main parties aren't really competing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, a
But you have to
632
get
in England, Scotland,
326
and
because.
Wales. All right, okay. Okay, Anna, what's your guess?
So I think it's going to be a Labour majority, and they're going to get. I'm going to almost lowball it and say that they're only going to get, like, let's say 300, that's low, 400 seats exactly. No, 401.
And it's going 401 seats. Okay, Matt, what's your guess?
I'm going to go for 420 labor seats.
420.
Yeah.
That's good.
Caitlin,
But
how many labor seats do you have? I'm not allowed to look at polls, and I don't even know this, but I can see your light reflecting from your
oh, no,
computer.
I'm
So
looking
when
up,
you change.
I'm getting the radio ready so I can publish this straight away. Anyway, I think so. What 600? I mean, Labour is gonna win. I think. I don't want to lowball it too much.
Lowballed.
But see, some of the polls we looked at were saying like 300 seats. Oh no, they're going
Yeah,
up.
but they mean 360, and I think that's a
I'm gonna
low.
go. Okay, I'm gonna go 390. It's just 390. I'm going 390.
Okay, so we've
That's
got
that number.
390, 401 exactly, and
320.
Matt's guess was 420. Okay, obviously, we can't really give each other stuff because we're not in the same place, but whoever wins gets to brag about it on our next podcast.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll be back. I don't know, maybe Friday, probably not Friday, because I think we'll be very tired on Friday. I'm going to the count.
Oh
So
yeah, I'm just so honored.
maybe we'll be back on Monday once the news has settled to talk about the results. What do you think, Matt?
I might not be able to do Monday.
That's okay. We'll figure it out. We'll be back like sometime next week, probably, to talk about the results of the
We'll be
UK
back
general
sometime
election.
next week, you know that. Yeah.
If you
But
are still
yeah.
wondering who to vote for in your constituency, BBC has like a full list online. You can just put in your polling number, your postcode, and find it. Take your voter ID to vote. Take whatever photo ID you have, literally anything you've got, because even if it's
Yeah.
expired, they theoretically should still be able to let you vote. Some people have been saying.
I would say try and bring one that's in date. If you don't, bring whatever you've got.
Yeah, bring whatever you've got. But don't forget the voter ID.
ID. Bring ID to the polling station.
I don't know. Anything else to add, Matt? Any final top tips?
Hot tips, yeah, make sure to vote at your polling station. If something's gone horribly wrong and you don't have ID, there are obviously there is an emergency proxy thing that you can get in by 5 p.m. And then you should be able to get them to vote, like a proxy person to vote for you.
Yeah, very
Yeah,
true.
really good point. You can get emergency proxy vote until 5 p.m. tomorrow. So if for whatever reason you can't get to the polling station, please nominate someone so that they can vote for you.
Very
Someone you
true.
trust that you know will actually vote.
For you. Yeah, just vote. Please vote. That's it.
Please
Vote.
go vote. Please
Vote.
vote.
And now we're going to go to sleep, probably. It
Yeah.
was a very chaotic episode. The
Okay,
tech was
great.
not
Thank you so
checking.
much for listening.
Yeah, the tech didn't check,
Yeah.
but we are on three different platforms now. So hopefully it's still an enjoyable listen, even though the tech fell apart a little and Matt is now on my phone.
Yeah, sorry, top that one, everyone. I really do
On the
want to like
phone.
hold you together.
Yeah, it's okay. We're fine. We'll be back next week. Have a good election day. Bye, I guess. Go vote.
Bye.
Go
Yeah, go
vote.
vote. Bye.